In our next segment, we put it to you, the listener, to send us the South Floridian oddities you've never been able to make sense of. We call it What's Up with South Florida. We take a poll.
You decide what we investigate. Today's show is about writing, and you chose a linguistic mystery. Under the Sun's Kenny Malone digs in.
It's Wednesday when I get the call.
Malone.
Yes, hello. This is Tomas Lowy, and I'm from Miami Beach. I don't know who took the picture, but it shows a sign in Hialeah High School, and it reads English gratis, which is cool. The problem is that English is spelled with an I instead of an E. So I want to know what's up with the English gratis sign in Hialeah.
A mysterious photograph. Was it intentional? Misspelled English? Misspelled Spanish? Whatever it is, it spells trouble. I set my GPS to Hialeah High.
Ha llegado a su destino.
There it is, glowing like a million flash bulbs, cycling through its announcements. The sign. It's Appreciate Teachers Week. English gratis is long gone. I hit the streets. Do you remember this sign?
Yes, sir, I do remember that.
Lazaro Flores. He's visiting his grandparents across the street from the sign. But he'd only seen English gratis in an email with that photo.
To put that in the street so everybody can see, that's a disgrace.
Dead end. So I go back to Hialeah High. There's a woman waiting for me in the office. Does anybody call you Babs?
No.
Barbara Saucedo. Heads up the English as a second language program. Free English. I've been following this picture, and I'm wondering if you know what's up with this.
Oh, yes, I do. A few months ago, we started getting calls from all over the place that someone took a picture and published it.
But what was the sign supposed to say? Babs isn't sure. She tips me off there's a database of every sign ever posted. It's behind locked doors. I sweet-talk the principal, and I get in. There it is. Classes in English gratis, last modified, March 15th, 2007, at 10:21 a.m. Huh, how about that? The Ides of March. 2 years ago. 4 days later, the sign was changed. Ingles gratis. English with an I was half English, half Spanish. Kind of like this town. Could the answer to this mystery be Spanglish?
Linguists don't talk about Spanglish.
I tracked down Professor Andrew Lynch at the University of Miami.
I have seen it.
He'd already seen the photo.
There's no sort of evidence of the evolution of a Creole or hybrid sort of language taking shape here in South Florida.
So what do you make of this, Doc?
You could argue from a linguistic point of view that it's an example of morphological hybridization. And what I mean by that is the combination of two different morphemes from two different languages. One morpheme being the root I-N-G-L from Spanish, Inglés, and the second morpheme being the suffix ish from normative English.
Yeah, I know. Highbrow.
But my first intuition is that it's a spelling error.
Call it an attention lapse, call it an entry error, call it morphological hybridization. I call it case closed. For Under the Sun, I'm Kenny Malone.
Nice work, Malone. Does something make you wonder what's up with South Florida?
Visit our Facebook group and post a query.
Or call us at 305-995-2408 and leave us a message.
And of course, you can always visit us online at wlrnunderthesun.org.